Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Basilio Vieira on the 9th of February, and this is your daily tech shot. Apple is in talks with Goldman Sachs for a financing program for its customers, according to sources from the Wall Street Journal. Under these schemes, customers would take out a loan from Goldman Sachs to cover for the costs of devices such as iPhone or MacBook. It's unclear if or when the program will launch. According to Cardiogram founder Brandon Ballinger's latest clinical study, the Apple Watch can detect diabetes on those previously diagnosed with the disease with an 85% accuracy. This study is part of the larger Deep Heart study with Cardiogram and UCSF. This particular study used data from 14,000 Apple Watch users and was able to detect that 1,462 of them had diabetes by using the watch heart rate sensor, the same type of sensor other fitness bands using Android Wear also integrate into their systems. Internet of Things devices gained infamy almost overnight for their lack of security. This led to their participation in Mirai, a botnet built out of IoT devices that launched massive distributed denial-of-services attacks in late 2016. As a result of these attacks, a project named Internet Chemotherapy, also known as BreakerBot, was born with the intention of ridding the internet of vulnerable IoT devices and claims to have bricked 10 million devices. However noble the intention, obtaining unauthorized access to devices and making them unusable is illegal and undermines the work of ethical researchers. Recent reports claim that Google is working on a subscription-based gaming streaming service, delivered either over Google Chromecast devices or via a totally new Google-made gaming console. The service is codenamed Yeti, and it would be similar to streaming services like PlayStation Now. Users would pay a subscription fee to access a collection of games which are run on a remote service and streamed over the internet. This was your shot of Tech Coffee.